Have you ever felt like you're running on empty, even when your life looks full from the outside? Power doesn't always disappear in dramatic moments. Sometimes it slips away quietly, like sand through fingers. We might have the credentials, the relationships, the resources, yet still feel unable to move forward. Think of it like a phone at 1% battery. Technically functional, but one notification away from shutdown. The real issue isn't that we lack power, it's that something blocks us from converting potential into action. We're all born radiating authentic power. Babies command entire households without apology, disrupting sleep schedules and demanding attention through pure presence. But life slowly erodes this natural confidence. Cultural messaging tells us to shrink, workplace dynamics reward conformity. Well-meaning advice teaches us to silence our instincts. Soon, we're habitually conforming to ideas that contradict our beliefs, resenting others who express themselves freely, seeking validation before making decisions. Genesis tells us we're made in God's image, not physically, but in creative capacity and spiritual essence. Yet our inner lives often feel like chaotic mixtures of prayers, fears, hopes, and competing voices rather than divine reflection. The gap between our current state and God's original design isn't insurmountable, though. Each day offers another chance to realign with our authentic selves, to stop giving our power away to expectations that were never ours to carry. We don't lack power everywhere, usually. Underperformance in one area dominates our entire self-perception. You might excel in your career, but feel paralyzed in relationships. The frustration comes from experiencing power in one dimension while feeling helpless in another. Our can'ts often disguise our wants, whether practical, finances, time, resources, or emotional, fear of heartbreak, embarrassment, failure. When our can'ts overpower our wants, we're stuck. But when what we deeply desire aligns with God's plan, we tap into limitless power. Confessing our true desires to God becomes essential. He can't remove from our hearts what we won't confess with our mouths. A relationship requiring perpetual overexertion isn't actually a relationship. It's a hostage situation. Like Adam and Eve, who surrendered power to the serpent they had authority over, we often relinquish control to things we could actually command. Power isn't about constant strength. It's about showing up authentically, even when that version differs from yesterday. Beneath most can'ts lies a feeling we're trying to avoid. By identifying and grieving what we wanted but didn't get, we create space for God to show us what He provided instead. Notice how Chick-fil-A employees respond to thank you with "my pleasure." Delivered with such genuine enthusiasm, it feels like fulfilling your order is their life's purpose. When one employee broke protocol with a mere "you're welcome," customers felt genuinely disappointed. This reflects intentional leadership maintaining core values at every touchpoint. One of our greatest challenges is constantly being told what to value. We collect supplements based on social media recommendations, form opinions from comment sections before developing our own thoughts. If you don't know who you are and what you believe, others will deposit their views into your experience. Everyone should have 3 to 5 core values appearing in everything they do. These aren't restrictions, they're measuring sticks for alignment with your founding principles. Your values will evolve through life stages. After divorce at 23, intentional motherhood and independence became core values. When remarriage arrived, independence became a wrestling match. There's no fiercer wrestler than a woman who fought trauma to become independent, but must now trust she's more powerful as a unit than alone. We navigate staple values that remain constant and situational values specific to life stages. What you value determines how you show up, which determines what doors open to you. Like surviving on ramen, we often operate with what's available rather than what we prefer. To access your envisioned self, change your appetite by cultivating core values and stock your pantry by implementing systems that make those values attainable. Your comfort zone was constructed by trauma, building walls that sometimes block helpful people while allowing harmful patterns to continue. Genesis 3 inserted a system seeking to lead you toward shame, humiliation, fear, and rejection. When we're proud of systems, we call them traditions. When haunted by them, generational curses. Your internal systems of heart, mind, and soul determine your role in external systems. Like an ocean ecosystem where thousands of species work in tandem, your individuality interconnects with family, friends, community, and professional ambitions. To overcome powerlessness, work backward by identifying moments when your power feels zapped, abandoning habits when stressed, hesitating to create content, avoiding difficult conversations. Examine your family's patterns around disappointment, anger, and expectations. Unless you've consciously disrupted these inherited systems, they likely shape your current behavior. Stagnant systems crumble when confronted with stronger beliefs. Knowing truths like, God loves me regardless of relationship status, isn't enough. Your choices must reflect these beliefs for real change. When you truly grasp that you are inescapably loved and valued, it releases dormant power that breaks crippling systems. Breaking free demands more than rebellion. It requires a mission worth defying the system for. Jesus didn't break customs to be rebellious. His mission was restoring humanity's connection with God. Like Esther risking everything to save her people, we must choose authenticity over false safety. Our perceived flaws are precisely where God's power dwells. The woman who touched Jesus' hem discovered her faith healed her. Moses' stuttering didn't prevent him from leading an Exodus. David's youth didn't disqualify him from facing Goliath. Every breakthrough begins with a belief breakthrough, not what we need to do, but what we need to believe. Moving from self-sabotage to system sabotage requires faith in who God is, making your relationship with him the compass that pushes you toward dimensions of power you never thought possible. Before becoming agents of God's power, we must surrender to preparation, ensuring structural integrity. Jesus underwent 30 years of preparation before his 3-year ministry. Our confidence must push us beyond feeling good to becoming solutions for the world. Many imagine God presented Adam and Eve with a finished paradise, but Genesis 1:28 reveals God always intended humans to pursue productivity. Earth was a seed they were charged with bringing to full potential. Eden was their home base, beautiful, but not their entire responsibility. God gave them dominion over the whole earth while placing them in a garden, revealing his character. You need a solid foundation before expanding. Our world appears full, but remains spiritually empty. Bustling cities, busy social media, even full churches can lack substance. We fill the earth by adding our authentic, God-inspired growth, not imitating others, but breaking through with our distinctive voice. What problem consistently catches your attention? Have you asked God about your role in the solution? Living as a solution means risking failure, but each failure carries lessons that recharge you. Every soul represents a solution waiting to be released. Strategic partnerships thrive on shared core values, not filling voids, like GoPro and Red Bull uniting around reimagining human potential. Jesus modeled this by assembling disciples with complementary backgrounds, granting them access before power. Access itself is power, so observe how people handle it before welcoming them into sacred spaces. Think of a confluence where two rivers merge to form a mightier channel, like the Silamoes and Negro forming the Amazon. Qualifying your inner circle establishes standards for healthy relationships. If you force the connection, it won't help you become a force. Beyond building alliances, spread your power to others. Power isn't limited. The more you possess, the more you can give. True confidence isn't just how you enter a room, but how you transform it. Think of impartation like jump-starting a dead battery, aligning where you're charged with where another is drained. Like Jesus showing Peter that fishing skills could bridge to the supernatural, help others see routine abilities as gateways to greater impact. Your power reaches its fullest expression when you give it away freely, watching others step into their divine potential.